From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson, in for Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, January 4th. Coming up, we'll learn more about Illinois Public Media's new station, Illinois Soul, and its focus on amplifying Black voices. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois' troubled child welfare agency will have a new director next month. Alex Stegman reports.
Governor J.B. Pritzker announced Heidi Miller will take over for Mark Smith in February as head of the Department of Children and Family Services. Miller currently heads the state's Department of Juvenile Justice. Smith had earlier announced he was leaving at the end of December, but Miller's appointment wasn't announced until yesterday. And now Smith will stay on through the end of January. Cook County Public Guardian Charles Goldberg, who works with DCFS, praises Miller's appointment.
What the department needs is someone who has a reputation like she does, as a reform-minded thinker, as a forward thinker, as a futuristic type of thinker.
In a statement, Miller said she's honored to take the role. She starts next month while awaiting confirmation from the state Senate. I'm Alex Stegman.
Some suburban Chicago residents say they're fed up with the way Governor J.B. Pritzker is managing the influx of asylum seekers sent here from Texas. The group Hillside Neighbors Volunteers want Pritzker to create one large centralized shelter in downtown Chicago in the former Thompson Center, which the state recently sold to Google. Tori Nicholson says this might save taxpayers money over operating multiple shelters around the city.
We're worried about the reallocation of resources away from our neediest and most underserved populations right here in the state.
The group also wants President Biden to close the southern border of the U.S. Chicago has so far taken in over 29,000 migrants, most of them bused or flown here from Texas. A federal judge is delaying the start of the corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan by 6 months. Dave McKinney reports from the federal courthouse.
Madigan's bribery, conspiracy, and racketeering trial was set to begin April 1st, but it's now being moved back to October 8th. Federal Judge John Blakey made that decision after expressing fears that a pending U.S. Supreme Court review of the federal bribery statute could impact Madigan's case and risk a potential retrial. Quote, "I do it reluctantly, but it's better to do it right than do it twice," Blakey said in open court. Madigan is being tried with his longtime confidant, Michael McLean. The case now before the Supreme Court that could influence the Madigan and McLean trial involves a former mayor of Portage, Indiana, convicted of bribery. This is Dave McKinney.
Illinois became the first state to effectively ban book bans on January 1st. The new law was spearheaded by Secretary of State Alexi Janulius. It requires public libraries that receive state grant funding to adopt language that says books cannot be banned for partisan reasons. Janulius says materials shouldn't be restricted for everyone just because some parents find material objectionable.
The concept and the practice of, quote, banning books contradicts the very essence of what our country stands for and what our democracy was founded on. It also defies what education is really about, which is teaching our children to think for themselves.
The American Library Association says there were efforts to ban more than 2,500 books in 2022, many from queer authors or authors of color. Still to come, we'll learn more about Illinois Public Media's new station, Illinois Soul, and its focus on amplifying Black voices. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
It's 1968, and the nuns and nurses from Nonnatus House return to the East End of London. The midwives welcome a new nun, Sister Veronica, as tensions arise following the impact of Enoch Powell's Rivers of Blood speech. Friends of WILL can rewatch and binge all 8 episodes of Season 12 to get ready for Season 13's debut in March. Find out how you can enjoy extended access to captivating dramas at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson, in for Kimberly Schofield. Starting February 1st, there will be a new sound on Champaign-Urbana airwaves. Illinois Public Media is launching Illinois Soul, which will focus on amplifying Black voices and music. Morning Edition host Kimberly Schofield spoke about the launch of Illinois Soul with Jill Clements, Assistant Corporate Support Director at IPM, and Reginald Hardwick, IPM's News and Public Affairs Director.
Jill, thank you for joining me. Tell me, what is Illinois Soul?
Illinois Soul will be a groundbreaking format, Kimberly, created to attract Black adult audiences to public media. We're going to be featuring high-quality Black NPR news talk shows, and we're going to marry that with neo-soul, smooth jazz, R&B, and throwback. So we cannot wait.
That'll be really fun. Reginald, where will listeners be able to hear it?
You know, Illinois Soul will be part of our portfolio here at Illinois Public Media. People will be able to hear it on FM 101.1 here in Champaign-Urbana. And outside of the Twin Cities, you can tune it in on a high-definition radio at FM 90.9 HD2. We'll also stream it on IllinoisSoul.org. And all of that starts on February 1st. Now, here's what's really important for our classical music listeners. The classical music you hear now on 101.1 is now being streamed online at will.illinois.edu, and that will continue in February. And this change will not change any of the classical programming on 90.9 HD1. So if you love your classical music on 90.9, very important, it's not going anywhere.
Okay, so fear not to our classical music listeners. Jill, what kind of music will people be able to hear on Illinois Soul, and when will they be able to hear it?
Monday through Friday, we'll feature smooth jazz, R&B, and neo-soul. On the weekends, we'll continue and add specialty programming there, including gospel.
Okay, Reginald, what about news?
Well, great news for people listening to Morning Edition here on WILL. You'll get to hear Michelle Martin, Kimberly Schofield, plus world, national, and local news on Illinois Soul. We're starting the day with news because Black communities are huge news consumers, according to both national and local surveys. And also what makes us excited about Illinois Soul will be showcasing Black-hosted NPR programs such as 1A, Code Switch, It's Been a Minute, Reveal, Jazz Night in America, and more. You know, think of it like your TV streaming services like Peacock or Paramount or PBS Passport. We have all this content that's very familiar all together on one place. And one other thing I want to mention is, you know, public media like NPR, PBS, and even here at Illinois Public Media is for everyone. But there is a terrible track record of reaching Black and brown audiences, even with shows that explore race, like Code Switch. So this radio format allows us to do that. We are doing a format that no one else in the country is doing right now.
And Jill, why target Black audiences at this time?
The need is great. The desert is there. And again, as Reginald was mentioning, this is part of our mission, is to engage and inspire all communities. So again, 89% of African-American adults, 25-54, consume radio on a weekly basis. So this has always been our medium from the beginning of time. And even with all these different options that people have today, radio is still number one for Black audiences.
Yeah. Reginald, will there be local programming?
Yes. In addition to hearing your local news and weather Monday through Friday mornings, we will create a weekly local news magazine. And so we plan to get to the heart of things happening in the Black community in Central Illinois, going beyond the headlines, whether we're talking about education, politics, or even the environment. If we're talking about violence, we're going to talk about how trauma and mental health are part of the root causes. And you may not know this, but there are 141,000 Black-owned businesses in our state of Illinois, but only a tiny percentage actually have more than one employee. And the reasons are vast, from redlining to a lack of financial and emotional resources. What's important about Illinois Soul is we're going to have programming that we're talking with experts to empower the audience with helpful information. And we'll also have a segment where people can leave a voicemail and share something good happening in the community.
That'll be really nice to hear. And I know Owen Henderson and I have been doing Will Call, where we talk about the arts that are happening in the Central Illinois area. Is there going to be any specific coverage about Black arts or events happening at all?
Yes, we've heard from people in the community that they often don't know when Black arts events are happening. So on Illinois Soul, we'll have snapshots of arts events and local Black history during the music and news programs.
Jill, you're a townie, born and raised in Champaign. Why is this station important for this area?
It's important to connect us with all the things going on in this community. A common thread that you hear from people, especially people moving into this town, is you're trying to find your people, you know, your tribe, your vibe. Mm-hmm. And there's not a newspaper that helps you do that. There's not any media platform to help you do that. So that will happen with Illinois Soul. And also, it's a way for this community to be seen, heard, and celebrated. So we look forward to doing that 24/7.
Reginald, you've lived all over the country. You've worked in TV newsrooms in Dallas and Denver before coming all the way here to IPM. Why do you think this station is important?
You know, about 3 years ago, we were talking about the murders of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery, and it was a racial reckoning in America, including the media. It would have been easy for us just to put our Black Lives Matter slogan on our website and vow to work on more diversity. But here at Illinois Public Media, we vowed to really put work in and create an audio service that elevates the voices and culture of Central Illinois' Black community and really hear from the voices that have really gone unheard for decades.
Jill and Reginald, thank you so much for coming on and talking to me about Illinois Soul.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you.
That's Illinois Public Media's News and Public Affairs Director, Reginald Hardwick, and Jill Clements, Associate Corporate Support Director, talking about our new station, Illinois Soul. The station amplifying Black voices and music in Champaign-Urbana starts February 1st. You'll be able to hear it on FM 101.1 and 90.9 HD2 and online at illinoisoul.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 38 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Dave McKinney, Mawa Iqbal, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.